yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Alfredas.
Chris Brown could enter a guilty plea today in a D.C. court in exchange for time served in his misdemeanor assault case. Remember, he was accused of attacking a man last year outside the W Hotel in D.C. Oh, and I forgot to tell y'all about Stevie J the other day. He tested positive for cocaine and weed when he went to court on his child support case. Part of the condition of his release is that he submit to random drug testing. Speaking of reality stars, has Candy surpassed NeNe in popularity? 2.6 million viewers turned in to watch Candy's wedding. That put the show in the number one spot in the 25 to 54 demo.
Well, has NeNe ever been more popular than Candy?
I think, yes, NeNe
yes,
has to be the
most.
She was on the show before Candy was
even on the show.
Just to disagree.
Yeah, you're
on the show.
Get his mic. Get him.
Thank you. More details are emerging about the shots fired at Schoolboy Q's SUV after his concert last week. TMZ has radio combos between dispatchers and police. We might play a little bit of that next hour because it gets really intense, but still not a lot of clues as to why that happened. A feud involving Migos may be behind a deadly shooting earlier this month. Police in Georgia apparently think tension between Migos and a local rap group may have led to the June 11th murder of a Migos fan at a hotel in Duluth. Now, they think the true target was Migos member Kiara Cephas, and they say he refuses to cooperate with investigators. Now, police have arrested an affiliate of the local rap group, but police are still searching for a second suspect. You might remember, this ain't the first time something like this has happened. In March, someone allegedly opened fire on the group's van in Miami. So I'm not sure. Hey, I ain't shelling out $200 for the plain Beats headphones. So I guess I can forget about the new Fendi ones. $1,300? Are you crazy?
They're like nice though.
I don't. Look, are you kidding? I got the ones I got right now from Walmart. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Since then, there's been the new album, Escape, Cirque du Soleil tribute shows, and the movie of his final rehearsals. Jackson's estate reportedly earned more than $700 million since his passing. Yes, and lastly, August Alsina. Chan will love this. Your daughter Chandler gonna love this. And I hope you better get ready to get some tickets. He just announced dates for his new tour. It kicks off in Seattle in August. Hey, if I miss something, you can tweet me at Russ Parr Show. August Alsina. Yes, that makes sense. And if I miss some stories, you can, of course, tweet them or hashtag RPMS top tweets, and we might retweet you.